Welcome to the Byways Podcast, highlighting the destinations along the highways and byways of North America, as featured in the pages of Byways Magazine. My name is Steve Kirchner, and I've been editor and publisher of Byways for the past 35 years. California, here we come. Open up the Golden Gate. San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge spans nearly 2 miles across the Golden Gate, the narrow strait where the San Francisco Bay opens to meet the Pacific Ocean. The dream. The dream of connecting San Francisco to its northern neighbors became a reality when construction commenced in 1933. Given the chance for steady employment amid the Great Depression, construction crews braved treacherous conditions as the roadway and towers took shape over open water. Before the bridge was built, the only practical short route between San Francisco and what is now Marin County was by boat across a section of San Francisco Bay. A ferry service began as early as 1820, with a regularly scheduled service beginning in the 1840s for the purpose of transporting water to San Francisco. The Sausalito Land and Ferry Company service, launched in 1867, eventually became the Golden Gate Ferry Company, a Southern Pacific Railroad subsidiary, and had become the largest ferry operation in the world by the late 1920s. The Golden Gate Bridge, opened to the public in 1937, has endured as a picture-perfect landmark and an engineering marvel. The bridge carries both U.S. Route 101 and California State Route 1 across the strait. It has become one of the most internationally recognized symbols of San Francisco, California, and the United States. Frommer's Travel Guide describes the Golden Gate Bridge as possibly the most beautiful, certainly the most photographed bridge in the world. The job of building the bridge went to a Chicago-based engineer named Joseph Strauss. A drawbridge builder, Strauss believed he could complete the grand-scale project for under $30 million. After submitting his schedules for a Candelier suspension hybrid span in June 1921, Strauss set about convincing the communities on the northern end of the strait that the bridge would be to their benefit. Fierce opposition. The Golden Gate Bridge and Highway District, authorized by an act of the California Legislature, was incorporated in 1928 as the official entity to design, construct, and finance the Golden Gate Bridge. Despite the economic promises touted by its supporters, the project met fierce resistance from an array of business and civic leaders. Not only would the bridge impede the shipping industry and mar the bay's natural beauty, they argued, it wouldn't survive a trembler like the San Francisco earthquake that crippled the city in 1906. The Department of War was concerned that the bridge would interfere with ship traffic. The Navy feared that a ship collision or sabotage to the bridge would block the entrance to one of its main harbors. Unions demanded guarantees that local workers would be favored for construction jobs. Southern Pacific Railroad, one of the most powerful business interests in California, opposed the bridge as competition to its ferry service and filed a lawsuit against the project, leading to a mass boycott of the ferry service. Years of litigation followed as opponents sought to block bridge construction. Construction. Construction commenced on January 5, 1933. With the excavation of 3.25 million cubic feet of dirt to establish the bridge's 12-story tall anchorages. The crew consisted of virtually anyone capable of withstanding the physical rigors of the job. as out-of-work cab drivers, farmers, and clerks lined up for the chance to earn steady wages as iron workers and cement mixers. The project cost more than $35 million. That's $680 million in today's dollars, completing ahead of schedule and $1.3 million under budget. The attempt to build what would be the first bridge support in the open ocean proved an immense challenge. As a 1,100-foot trestle extended off the San Francisco side, divers plunged to depths of 90 feet through strong currents to blast away rock and remove detonation debris. The suspended roadway, two cables, each more than 7,000 feet in length, and both containing 80,000 miles of wire, stretch over the top of the towers and are rooted in concrete anchorages on shore. The roadway was completed on April 19, 1937, and the bridge officially opened to pedestrians on May 27 of that year. As part of the festivities, Strauss dedicated a poem entitled, "A Mighty Task Is Done." The bridge opening celebration began on May 27th and lasted for 1 week. The day before vehicle traffic was allowed, 200,000 people crossed either on foot or on roller skates. Safety during construction was a primary concern, and nets were placed everywhere to protect the workers. Of 11 men killed from falls during construction, 10 were killed on February 17, 1937, when the bridge was near completion and a net failed under the stress of a scaffold that had fallen. A marvel of modern engineering, the Golden Gate Bridge is 1.7 miles long and 90 feet wide. Its 4,200-foot main span between the two towers was the longest for a suspension bridge until 1981, while its 746-foot towers made it the tallest bridge of any type until 1993. Since 1964, its main span length has been surpassed by 13 bridges and now has the second longest main span in the United States, surpassed only by the Verrazano Narrows Bridge in New York City. International Orange. The color of the bridge is officially an orange-vermilion called International Orange. The color was selected by consulting architect Irvin Morrow because it complements the natural surroundings and enhances the bridge's visibility in fog. The Golden Gate Bridge withstood the destructive Loma Prieta earthquake of 1989 and was closed to traffic only three times in its first 75 years due to weather conditions. The Golden Gate Bridge is believed to be one of the most photographed bridges in the world. The landmark was named one of seven civil engineering wonders of the United States by the American Society of Civil Engineers in 1994. General visitor information. A visitor center and gift shop, dubbed the Bridge Pavilion, is located on the San Francisco side of the bridge, adjacent to the southeast parking lot. Pedestrians, including wheelchair users and bicyclists, can go on the sidewalks of the bridge during daylight hours, but rollerblades, skateboards, and roller skates are not permitted. There are vista points on both north and south sides of the bridge with parking lots. For more information on visiting the Golden Gate Bridge, go to goldengatebridge.org. We hope you've enjoyed our podcast today, featuring stories taken from the pages of Byways Magazine. My name is Steve Kirchner. Thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you again soon.